Audio Gravity, 5th of August 2009. First link today is over on MySoto, MYSOTI.com. You can basically upload designs, you can upload artwork. It's very similar in approach to a lot of these design sites where you can upload bits and pieces. I'm trying to think of the name of the site that I first saw this, something like Red 5 or 5 Red or something like that, a UK company. But this one, what I like about this one, it's got a really, really slick design to it. It's got three narratives, basically: buy, sell, create, buy unique products direct from quality designers. There's a bunch of t-shirts on the front page of designs that people have done. You can also buy poster prints or canvas prints. Just a really nice laid out site. Very, very slick navigation. Lots of white space. Really cool. Next site is over on Philippecombra.com. Philippecombra.com. He posted a blog entry on August 15th last year, basically about 1 year / no job. He's a startup guy. He's invented a number of, he's developed a number of Twitter-based applications, simple Twitter apps, from polls to event managers to business cards, coupon creators, custom service, career manager, travel organizer, which is the main one I think he's pitching, greeting cards, games for pet lovers. I'm sort of umming and ahhing about if I think it's innovative to be on the back of somebody else's product, but you know, fair play to the guy. His story about him literally doing this 1 year no job thing, he started it on the 1st of September 2008, so he'll be coming up to a month or so from now. I don't know when September is, it's not far away. But it'll be coming up to the whole 1 year. He basically designed, developed, launched Yowtrip in 4 months. And he moved out to a place called La Belleville in Montreal. And he couldn't afford to stay in the US for some reason. He had to have a job at all times or wait for 2 or 3 years for a company to file for permanent residency. So he saved up some money. And he's been there ever since. His blog is really, really cool. He updates it quite a lot. He's had a lot of. He's set up a tech thing in Montreal, and I just wish him the best, because at the end of the day, he just decided to make a decision in his life and see how it went. So, I need to catch up on his latest entries, but I'll stick the URL in the notes. Next link today is tweetbackup.com, free backup for your Twitter. A lot of people have asked me for this in the past, you know, like, what do I do if Twitter goes down or something happens to my tweets? I would like to get a copy of my tweets now that I've got X, you know, thousands of bits of information on there. Tweet Backup has actually got loads of other separate sites as well. So there's Tweet Backup, there is a blog backup for backing up your blog posts. And literally, you just sign in and authorize using Twitter OAuth, and it goes off and grabs all your tweets, and then you can download them for as many profiles as you've got. So if you've got more than one profile, you can add that in as well. Next link is over on .open.com. .open is a platform for decision makers to collect and collaborate. I've not been through this yet. It's literally one of those links that I put on the side to go through and see if it was anything of any value in there. But there's, just to give you a quick breakdown of it, track real-time updates at a glance from current and potential partners, clients and competitors. So I think somebody who's actually doing all this sort of stuff, using a Web 2 application to do it, will make things a lot easier. Next link is very much like the new stuff that's coming from Google Wave soon. It's over on ShareFlow, which is on zenbe.com/ShareFlow. Create focused conversations with the people that matter. So it's very much, if you haven't seen Google Wave, it's very much like that, in that you've got a conversation that starts. You can bring in your team so that you can talk about various things to do with the project. You can bring pictures in, you can bring elements onto it. There's a little video on the bottom right-hand corner of it. It's a little two-minute guided tour of ShareFlow. Looks great. I've not had a project yet that enables me to utilize it, but it looks like they've already got an iPhone and a BlackBerry application. And looking at the UI, the interface looks really nice. There's a section where you can add a comment, files, email, event, map, all that sort of stuff. And I'm just going down to see if I can find the pricing. It looks like that the sign-up version is free, and then there's other versions from, yeah, the free one is 25 meg storage, 5 flows, unlimited users, upgrade anytime. There's a basic plus and a premium as well, with the premium being 80 bucks a month. And finally today, the last link is over on glidecam.com. Now, don't be scared on the when you first load this up, because there's a picture on the left-hand side with a model wearing what looks to be RoboCop's armor. A full-on sort of glide system. A lot of video makers use these Steadicam kind of operated systems to get those perfect sort of floaty shots that you get from, you know, doing a wide past a vehicle or back, you know, literally just getting those balanced shots. Now, I didn't point you to this because of this $2,400 outfit thing that she's wearing. They actually build, they actually make little mini Steadicams, like the original first version I saw. From a guy called Johnny Chang, I think his name was, and he was selling like made up ones. But they do a properly built, very lightweight version for compact cameras weighing from 2 to 6 pounds for 500 bucks, which is ideal if you've just bought, you know, a mid-sized camera, or you're going for a Sony or something, you know, like fairly chunky, and you want to get those perfect Steadicam shots. The Glidecam HD 2000 is the one that I've been looking at, but they do it from up to 3 pounds in weight, 2 to 6 pounds, and 4 to 10 pounds, and they even do like a pro 2000, 4000, but obviously the price goes up accordingly. If you scroll down to about halfway point, you can see the handheld series, and if you've just invested in a camera and you're thinking of doing a lot of either on the run shots, these are ideal for that. That's it for today. I'll speak to you soon. Cheers. Bye.